Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the spirits of the Moore Lindsay House with Amy Pence.
Have you had other things happen in the house?
The first thing that ever happened that really I couldn't write off as something else was I was walking through the little hallway outside the bathroom, and I had thought my shirt got snagged on that display case that's next to it, the China Hutch. Because I felt a tug on the middle of the back of my shirt, and I turned it. I was at least 8 inches from that China Hutch. There is no way the middle of the back of my shirt got snagged on it. I think that was Billy.
And who is Billy?
Billy is Agnes's first son. He lived a full life. The Bill that I was telling you on the window frame, that's his son.
Okay.
So he lived his full adult life, but he seems to hang out here in his childhood years these days.
Oh, that's interesting.
I have had several different people tell me things like, there's a kid here. Or, I felt a small hand on my arm. I told that story during one of our paranormal investigations, and the ghost radio popped up with a little kid's voice and said, that was me.
Oh, that's interesting.
Our last investigation, we'd been here about 15 minutes. We hadn't started doing anything. We were still waiting for everybody to come in, and we were just chatting. And one lady said, so is there a child here? And we were like, well, maybe. We think so. And she's like, about 5 or 6 years old, a little boy. Real playful? Yeah, exactly. That's him exactly. She said he's been peeking around that door at me since I got here. So, and we had said nothing about any previous experiences. So that one, you know, how do you explain that she already knew that?
Yeah.
Because Billy usually comes to play at the investigations.
Who else do they speculate might be in the house? Or do you even, with your own gut, feel like?
We think Agnes may still be here, which some of the family questions, because she didn't really live here in the house very long, and she wasn't super tied to it, but it was, you know, her family's home for a long time. And from what I've been told of Agnes, she was very vain, and we spend a lot of time talking about her here. So I wonder if she's not just here to be appreciated, to hear us tell her stories and, you know, things like that. So,
and you know, once you're gone, couldn't you be wherever you want to be?
I think so.
Couldn't you come by here and maybe go by there later?
Yeah. You know? Or, you know, who knows how it works? Maybe you're in both places.
Yeah.
You know, it's a totally different, well, universe, I guess.
It's dimension. The afterlife. None of us know what's happening.
So maybe she's, you know, still haunting the place in Edmond, too, although that got torn down a year or so ago.
Which is exactly why she might be here right now, because it's like, I need my home. I'll go to that one.
And we do think Daisy might still be here as well. And sometimes I wonder, you know, when somebody says, there's a lady here, are we guessing it's Agnes when really it's Daisy? You know, they were mother and daughter. Could be hard to tell, but there's definitely a feminine presence that some people get here. I'm not really sensitive to that sort of thing, or at least I ignore it when I do kind of get that sort of thing.
I get it.
So
I get it.
I couldn't speak to that for sure, but that's what I've been told.
And the investigators, when they come in, they're picking up on the same kind of energies
too, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. The main group that comes back over and over, they told me that they were just scouting out historical locations to find new places to investigate. And she had driven by here when we were closed and said she saw a lady up in the turret looking down at her. And she said, we're coming back here when they're open.
Oh, that's interesting. So you feel like there's more activity upstairs?
I do. I think that turret room and the master or the main bedroom, When we have younger people at the investigations, which doesn't happen often because they have an age limit, but occasionally it'll be somebody will bring a child or I'll bring my child or things like that, we will get some more activity in the children's room. But
oh, how convenient. I brought a child today. Yay, Harper.
I know, right?
So, but yeah, the primary bedroom always has some activity up there. The last investigation, they kicked all the men out of the room because it was Agnes's bedroom is what she was thinking, and you're men and it's after dark and you need to leave my room. So a lot of times around 10:30, 11 o'clock, they start saying, go home. All the equipment will, you know, good night or things like that.
That's interesting like that happens frequently.
I had talked
at the
to
same
someone.
Time of night. Yes. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm.
I talked to someone else recently who investigates older homes, and they said it's fairly common, and it may be because they, you know, went to bed with the sun. And so if you're here at night, they're like, we're supposed to be sleeping.
Right.
And it's very rude, you know, to be in someone's house uninvited after dark. And, you know, so I think we get a lot of
that. Agnes and Daisy, I would think this is really inappropriate for you to be in my room.
Absolutely.
Let alone at this time of night. I get you're curious, but now you got to go. Yes. It's inappropriate.
So I think that's why we get a lot in the master bedroom, in the main bedroom.
Can we go upstairs and look
around? Absolutely. Do you want to go up the back stairs or you want to go up the front?
Let's go up the back and down the front. How about that? All these old houses, they're nice and creaky.
I just never even think about it. Codes back then to tell them how steep the stairs could be.
So here's the kids' room. I'm looking at some dolls.
Oh, there are lots of dolls in here. I have had some people who are uncomfortable with dolls take a step into this room and turn around and walk right back out.
It kind of makes my heart race a little bit. Because it's like, ooh.
I had a scare with the doll that is in the main bedroom when I first started working here. That was just some teenagers playing a prank. But it scared the life out of me because they sat her up in her crib. And her eyes open when you sit her up. And then they left her there and I came in the next morning and she's sitting up in the crib staring at me when I come up the stairs.
That was mean.
It was. I didn't know they had done it.
And
it took me like a month to stop like peeking around the door to see if she was sitting up again. So even though it's not any legitimate fear, I'm afraid of that doll, so these ones don't bother me as much.
You had a bad experience.
Oh, I did.
So is this used as a child's room, or is that just what you do with
That's
it
what
today?
We have it set up for. There really weren't any children who lived in the house until after the families had moved out. When Agnes's parents bought the house, she was 17. So she spent a lot of time here with her aunt and uncle when she was a child. Her children and her grandchildren spent time here. They would stay here with their great-grandmother during the summer and things like that. But there wasn't any child who actually lived in the house. So
that is a creepy picture. That's a really creepy picture.
Yes. She is dead.
I thought it looked like a death picture because I'm like,
So that is really what I thought of first when you asked if the paranormal could come in attached to an item. I don't know anything about this photo. It's got an imprint on it that was actually made in another state. I'm not sure why we ended up with it, but it is a death photo of a child. I don't know, 10 years old maybe.
It's so strange, but, you know, that was what they did then.
Mm-hmm. It might be the only photograph you had. Mm-hmm. You know, photographs were rare and expensive, and especially if someone died young like that, then they would take a death photo so that you had something to hold on to. But that, it didn't used to be in a frame, and the previous manager would put it on the bed and cover it up with another photo so that she could show it if people were interested, but that it wasn't. You weren't just going to walk in the room and see this dead child.
But not everybody's going to know that's what that is or even pay attention, but I was like, ooh.
It definitely catches your eye that there's something up. You may not know what, but she used to come up and find the two photos side by side instead of one on top of the other. Yes.
So she wanted to be seen.
Well, I asked our investigators when I first met them, and they said that it's actually the little girl's mother that wants the photo to be seen.
Oh.
That she was moving it because she wanted it to be on display.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
So we put it in a frame and put it out because I thought, at that point I was like, I have no idea if I believe this was all still really early in the job, but I thought, I'm not going to not do it if it was asked of me, you know, just in case.
Right.
So usually we have flowers there with it because she said something about wanting flowers, but it looks like our vase is empty right now. I need to put some more up here.
Make her happy.
Yes. Oh, and then this little doll in blue is the one that our investigator would not handle.
Oh.
I knew it. And, yeah.
I hadn't even noticed that doll.
Honestly, bless her heart, age has not treated her kindly, and I don't know if she's haunted or not, but she's definitely creepy.
I could see that being a haunted doll. I really could. She's a little fabric doll, looks like. I don't want to touch her, nor should I. I'm in a museum. But... you know, her little face hasn't aged well, or his. I can't even tell.
Right.
Oh, that is that's a creepy doll. What do you think, Harper?
That's a very creepy doll.
Not my favorite, that's for sure. All right. Well, let's do the turret room then.
So this is the turret room, which is where she was driving by and saw a woman looking out the window.
Yes. So this room is in that round tower that I was saying is at the front of the house, looking out over the street and the park across the street. And I guess it gives you a good view of the neighborhood if you're still trying to keep tabs on things.
Right, so. And see what's going on outside.
Yes. So we do get some... activity on their equipment when we do the investigations in this room. I'll never forget the first investigation we had. She had set a little, like, it's a cat toy that lights up when you move it in that chair. And then we were pointing the SLS camera at it and caught a stick figure in the chair. And so she said, well, if you're really an entity that this figure, can you raise your right hand? And it did. And then she said, well, can you make that ball in the chair light up? And it did. And like seeing it on both, like two separate pieces of equipment at the same time was just a little mind blowing.
Not expecting it to actually respond.
So I will never forget that.
But I do kind of love this turret room.
It's my favorite spot in the house.
Yeah, it's very bright and sunny in here, even though it's kind of a cloudy day.
It is, yeah. And on a summer morning, that this thing is positioned perfectly to get the most beautiful sunlight in this room. And, you know, with all of these stories of the paranormal, I tend to be creeped out by little things that are really not creepy. So I keep saying it was very scary, it was very unsettling, but really... I've never gotten anything but a positive feeling in this house. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never felt like something was out to hurt me or wished me ill. I have felt like they wanted me to leave before. There have been many times that I've been here after hours, and if I'm upstairs, it will feel like there's someone standing in the doorway of the room I'm in, like, arms crossed, glaring at me, like, when are you leaving? And as soon as I get that feeling, I'm like, okay, I'm going now.
It is a really strange feeling, but I don't know how to describe it. You just feel like you're being watched and being judged and, you know.
Yeah. It definitely, I mean, you feel like there's an owner of the house here, you know, somebody who feels possessive of it, but not in a negative. Like, I don't feel like they're trying to keep us out. I think they enjoy when we have events and the house is full. And
you know, now that we're upstairs, I find this really interesting because if, I'm assuming that would have been a bedroom there, maybe to the side.
On the left, yes.
Yeah. So there's only three bedrooms.
Four
bedrooms in the house.
If you count the maid's bedroom, which we walked right past and didn't even look at. So let me show you. We don't ever do any investigating in this maid's bedroom because it's our archive storage. So.
Okay.
So I don't know that we've got anything going on up here. It's a little full.
Yeah. Okay, so, but she had a pretty decent size space.
It is a really large room for the maid's bedroom.
Yeah.
They only had one live-in maid at a time, even though they had several servants. They just didn't live in the house with them. And so I wonder if they had expected to have more live-in servants that would share the space. And
yeah.
Because otherwise, I just don't understand why it's so
because you could easily put a couple beds in here.
Absolutely.
Okay, that makes more sense, because I'm like, there's not very many bedrooms for a house this big. But the master bedroom is huge.
It is. And if we were to empty this out, we did have to do that a few years ago because of the leak. That room is actually very large. It may be as big, if not bigger, than the master.
This is so big.
It is unusually large for the time period and for this part of the country, and I don't know why.
Oh, that's the doll.
That's
the one that gives...
Yes. The cradle used to be, like, next to the bed, kind of in the middle of the room, so when you came right up the stairs, she was staring right at me, and I almost wet my pants, if we're being real honest. I screamed, glad I was here alone.
She's kind of creepy just laying in the bed not doing anything, to be honest.
She is a little. Bless her heart. Age has been unkind to her, but then look at when she opens her eyes. And she's only got eyelashes on one eye now, and it's... That stare looks like it sees right through you.
Yeah. Yes. Do you find this room has a lot of activity in it?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm like, I'm picking up on something in here. Is it just me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Whether it's Agnes or Daisy, one of the ladies of the house is very possessive of the dressing table, which I find interesting because none of those things were actually family pieces in life. But apparently now that they're here in her house, they're all hers.
They are.
And she, she will... We've had like a REM pod on the table there, and anytime anyone, particularly a man, would get close to it, it would start going off, like warning them to get away. And
I've been taking photos of all the mirrors because we often hear about activity like within mirrors and stuff, and that's kind of interesting because I just took photos of those. So I'll check back on those later.
We'll see what you got.
We'll see what I got. Yeah.
Well, you'll have to let me know if you find anything.
No, it just kind of has that feeling here. It's interesting too, because when you're in the turret room and they're right next door, the turret room comes right, there's a doorway and here's the bedroom.
Yes.
They feel very different.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. Oh. That, like, I'm like, it's sunshiny and bright. It's got this kind of lightness to it out there, even though it's a cloudy day. But in here, it just feels different, like a little heavier.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking.
You too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sort of like you get the feeling they're like, you're allowed out there. That's a public space. This is a private space.
Yes. And this is the room that she's kicking the men out of, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But we're here just to look, so we're not here to hurt anything or touch anything.
Absolutely not. And I don't think, like I said, that they ever, like, it's never like an angry get out.
Yeah.
It's just like, you don't belong. You're not supposed to be in here. You need to go out in the hallway.
Yeah, I kind of felt a little tug on my arm a few seconds ago.
Interesting.
Now, do you have any other stories that you'd like to share that we haven't gotten to?
Well, back when the family still lived here, I don't know all the details of the story. It's been passed on to me from descendants who weren't here at the time either. But there is a story that at one point they saw a ball of what they are calling St. Elmo's fire. Like, I guess there was a lightning storm, maybe. I don't remember. And, like, something about it was at the top of the stairs and rolled down the stairs and went out the window at the base of the stairs. And so I thought, well, that's interesting that the stories go that far back of unexplainable things.
That's interesting.
Back to when the family still lived here. So,
have you ever had guests coming through, not paranormal investigators, just regular people coming through on a tour that are kind of like, this is a little weird?
You know, I get asked a lot, is there something here? I feel like I felt something. Or, you know, it's not every time by any means, but at least a couple of times a month, usually. Somebody, whether they had an experience or just kind of felt something, you know, in the atmosphere. You know, you kind of just can sense it, but not anything concrete. All the way down to, like, the lady I said who felt a small child's hand on her arm. And it was clear enough. She was like, it was definitely a small child, you know, things like that. So I don't know. I guess I've been collecting the stories over the years, and all of the little ones, when you add them all up, you're like, there's That's not something you can easily explain when you have that many. So,
you know, and I get why they would be attached to it too.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the house still is like, I don't know. I don't want to say claiming people, but like still you'll see certain people walk in and fall in love. Like I did.
Mm-hmm.
And not everyone, but every once in a while you'll see that, like, it's almost like there's some kind of connection.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to see. And I've heard that from people who work at other historical houses as well, like that somehow the house like captures people's hearts or something like
that. Isn't
that,
something?
It's interesting that it's just, you know, certain people and you really can't see it happening. It's so.
I love that. That's your story, that you came here and were just drawn to it.
Absolutely. I wanted to come as often as I could. I fell in love with the place. I just wanted to be here. And so when I first got the job, every morning when I'd walk in, it'd just be like,
I'm home.
I can't believe I get to be here.
It's like having a home.
Yeah.
But you still have a home.
I had a little bit of that this morning, actually. It's been a long time, but I walked in and it had, when I started working here, it was, we were having a very rainy period. So, of course, those old houses get that smell in the rain. And so we had that, I had that today when I walked in and it like took me back to my first days. And I was like, oh, I am really lucky to get to be here, aren't I?
You know, and some people say too that, they come when they are, you know, maybe they're a manager of a house or, mm-hmm. you know, a caretaker. They say that the energy changes on different days mm-hmm. and they kind of walk in and it feels different, feels lighter some days a little heavier. Does this ever feel like that?
Honestly, I don't know if I notice a lot of sort of day-to-day changes so much as it's time of day.
Okay.
Like I said, if I'm here in the evenings, it starts to get a little bit more uncomfortable the later it gets, especially after dark. It becomes clear that, like, I don't think I'm as welcome as I was earlier
and
today.
And imagine how hard it is for them that we are standing in the main bedroom when we should be down in the formal parlor.
Absolutely.
What are you doing in my bedroom feeling, you know?
Yes. I always wonder, like, what do they think of me? You know, because I think of myself as being the person who has the authority to let guests in and things like, do they see me that way?
Right, right.
Or, you know, do they look at me as just another intruder?
Are we being disrespectful being in her bedroom in the middle of the afternoon? Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. You gave us a private tour today, and we really appreciate that.
Well, I enjoy it.
This has been a lot of fun.
I'm glad you came by. Thank you so much for doing this.
And that wraps up our conversation about the Moore Lindsay House with museum manager Amy Pence. For more information, follow them on Facebook or visit their website at normanmuseum.org. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. and this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No